We'll go into the main area of the kennel and just kind of, you know, look around at the different styles and types of dogs. And
Danny Phillips heads down a set of wooden steps towards a flat, snowy area where the dogs are kept.
Are you talking to me? What should we do today?
There's more than 200 dogs, all outside, sitting on or near their own wooden doghouses on platforms. Each dog is tethered with a chain, and they seem generally content until we get closer.
So these are all yearlings and two-year-old puppies that they haven't ran on a sled yet. So these guys will develop into what you see here is these great big guys.
Phillips points to older, calmer dogs on his right, some of whom are stretched out in their doghouses. There's straw scattered inside and on the snow below.
There is hound bloodlines in these dogs. They got the long legs, but they are a bigger dog. And, you know, our future that we want to portray is to get away from the hounds and get more into the traditional Malamute sled dogs.
The kind of dog breed was important in the investigation of animal cruelty before Phillips took over. The district attorney's office detailed reports of the hounds not being fed or sheltered properly. Phillips explains there's a reason the previous owner, Dan McEachin, bred them at Krabloonik.
Years ago, when Dan McEachin was running the Iditarod in endurance racing, you used 16 dogs. And the smaller dog was a dog that didn't get injuries, didn't get sore muscles and things as much as these bigger dogs. For me, I'm doing tours, I'll do some racing and things, but I want to portray the original traditional husky, and you can have a holistic approach to him as far as feeding and care and massage.
Phillips has been what's called a musher, or sled dog caretaker and driver, for 13 years. He actually started his career here at Krabloonik. Soon after, he left to train at other kennels, even running one with his wife, Gina. They prefer that more holistic approach, which Phillips learned from a Glenwood Springs outfit. He returned to Krabloonik last November, just before dogs were seized and the charges came down against McEachin. Phillips is hesitant to dwell much on that time, but describes it as a traditional kennel, where the dogs were kept on the skinnier side.
You know, I brought in a different approach to the training, where I trained all the dogs, or I cared for all the dogs, as if they were running 100 miles a day. And that was a different style of training, care, and feed than the traditional mushers had. Always sled dogs had been fed one meal a day. That's it.
Now, Danny Phillips carefully measures when and how much food and water the dogs receive.
At this time of day, I want to be to go through the kennel and find every single dog has no water in its bowl. That's always shocking, because what I do is I feed 32 ounces of a hot soup that has pure fat into it, and it's hot, and it warms up the body from the inside. So when I go through the kennel at, say, 11 o'clock in the morning, I hope to see every bucket empty, and I know that every dog got 32 ounces of hot soup into their system first thing in the morning.
Phillips and his wife say they want to get the message out that there are changes to improve the well-being of dogs at Krabloonik. They give spur-of-the-moment tours, hired a film crew to be on site all season, and Phillips has even changed his name. He used to go by Dan, but now goes by Danny, just to make sure he's not confused with the previous owner. Before we move on to another part of the property, Phillips walks around and talks with the yearlings and the older dogs, exchanging kisses.
So those dogs are now saying, if you notice where the howl started, they're grateful, and they're saying thank you for the quick pat that I just went through and gave them.
Danny and Gina Phillips will go before Snowmass Town Council in January with hopes to finalize their lease for the property. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.